Hello?
Hello, this is Denise. We're trying to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area in Texas and would like to know your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. To see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably
of
vote.
Of course I will.
Wait until
yes, I will. Oh, I'm sorry.
Primary vote.
Yes,
yeah, no,
I will
okay.
vote.
Hey, I really appreciate your enthusiasm. Yeah. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. First, an answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion for each of the following people and organizations. Let me tell you the names and you tell me your opinion. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Favorable.
Very favorable. Thank
very
you.
Very favorable.
Here's dependent school district.
Say it again.
I'm sorry, Houston Independent School District.
Unfavorable.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Oh, no. Thank you so much. Harold Dutton.
Dutton?
Yeah.
Favorable.
Dutton. Thank you so much. Joyce Chapman?
Don't know him.
Don't know, thank you. Danny Norris?
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Clint Danthorn?
Say it again.
Clint Danthorn, I'm sorry.
Horn. No, not familiar.
No. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools, or don't know, or refuse?
That's hard.
It's hard to know. It's okay.
Yeah,
I can wait for you.
I don't know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for it? You have to choose, if you have to choose today, George Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danthorn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you so much. Next, there are a few statements about the current long-time state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each and either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dutton battled to create more affordable houses in Houston.
Somewhat possible.
Okay, thank you. Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Favorable, yes.
Favorable. So very favorable. Mm-hmm. Very positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Favorable?
Positive. Very positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Harold Dunton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
He did or he did not?
Supports the state takeover and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
I don't like that.
No. Or very negative, or you don't know?
Negative. Very negative.
Negative. Thank you. He voted for a cut in property taxes and gives the biggest percentage cost saving to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very favorable. Very positive.
Thank you so much. Harold Dunton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for free federal government, Medicaid money.
Very positive.
Thank you. Representative Dunton has the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff helping a wealth campaign contributing to avoid prosecution.
That's negative. Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Very negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, we're in 60% of the survey, and I really appreciate your time. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for a state house if you have to choose today? Joyce Hapman, Harold Dunton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dunton.
Thank you so much. Now, just a few questions. Okay. Thank you. Would you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place or residence?
Own.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Black, African American, black.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
No, thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend to local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for participating. I really appreciate the time you take with me, and really have a great rest of the evening, ma'am.
And you as well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.